Have you seen Grandma's panpipe? Heisei lived in a village near the Great Mountains. At night, he listened while Grandma told tales of her childhood. When Grandma was a girl, she often went into the hills where the fields were smothered with fresh flowers. There she played music to the breeze on the smell. Wooden flute called a panpipe. One day, she put her panpipe down to follow a small llama, trotting over the rocks. When I returned, I couldn't find my panpipe, Grandma sighed.
I'll find your panpipe, Grandma, said Jose.
It will be difficult to find it after all this time, Jose, she said, gently touching Jose's cheek. The next morning, Jose set out in search of Grandma's panpipe. He met one of Grandma's neighbors.
Greetings, said Jose. Have you seen Grandma's panpipe? She lost it on the hillside many years ago.
Ah, I remember your grandma's panpipe, sighed the neighbor. Its music was like water trickling over pebbles in a stream.
Jose listened to the water trickling over pebbles in the stream and imagined music from Grandma's panpipe. Near the trees, Jose saw the woodcutter shifting towards him. Jose greeted him and asked,
Woodcutter, have you seen Grandma's panpipe? She lost it on the hillside many years ago.
Ah, I remember your grandma's panpipe, sighed the woodcutter. Its music was like the wind whistling in these branches.
Jose glanced up and imagined the branches in the shape of Grandma's panpipe.
Jose scrambled up the hillside and greeted the shepherd.
Shepherd, have you seen Grandma's panpipe? She lost it on a hillside many years ago.
Ah, I remember your grandma's panpipe, repeated the shepherd. Its beautiful music echoed around the mountains.
Follow the path to the next village, advised the shepherd, and there the wise carpenter may be of some assistance.
Jose found the carpenter sitting in the sunshine, whittling some wood. He greeted the carpenter and pleaded,
Carpenter, please help me find Grandma's panpipe. She lost it on the hillside many years ago.
Hmph, grunted the carpenter. Then, after a long silence, he sighed,
Young man, your grandma's panpipe is lost forever, but not its music. You can hear it trickling in the stream and whistling in the branches and reeds. You can hear it echoing around the mountains. Take this gift to your grandmother.
The carpenter gave Jose a small wooden panpipe that he had carved.
Thank you, carpenter, exclaimed Jose, gently putting it in his bag. Now Grandma will be able to play her beautiful music once more.
Jose ran home to the village and burst into his house.
Grandma, I have a surprise for you, he cried. He took out the panpipe and placed it in Grandma's lap.
Thank you, Jose, said Grandma, her face glowing with delight. Now I will be able to teach you to play. Perhaps one day your music will echo sweetly through the mountains, just as my music did all those years ago. The end.